Welcome to another week's episode of Short Stories on Talk with Toku. On this week's episode, Sobriety by Chima. Hi everyone, I'm Chris and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi Chris.
Where do I start? My girlfriend dragged me all the way out here because she loves me. She needs me to be sane again, for us. I share her sentiment, but I've fallen far too deep into the bottle. I take in the faces of the members of the support group as they waited patiently and with regarded expression of concern.
What the heck? Nothing these guys are capable of will beat what I faced,
I think to myself. And with one more sigh, I begin my story. My best friend betrayed me 7 years ago, I began. We were students in the university. We did everything together since connecting as freshmen. We worked our way into the same rooms, we tried to take the same classes so we could spur each other on to our goals of finishing as top students in our class. I pause for a while and the host passes me a bottle of water for which I'm very appreciative. I take a big swig, wipe my mouth with the back of my hand and fiddle with the bottle for a while before continuing. In our third year, the most difficult lecturer in our department was assigned to take the most important course of the year. I thought it'd be like the other 2 years, where we supported each other and leveraged each other's strengths to come out in the top five. Well, my guy had other plans. I pause, laugh, and shake my head. I take another swig and empty the bottle this time around. I toss it across the room without a care, startling some of the members of the group, but no one made a move to reprimand me. I wish they did. Because recalling Jonathan's betrayal made me angry all over again. So my guy decided it was time to go solo, seeing the hurdle before him. That wasn't a bad decision. I'd have supported him regardless. I mean, we were best friends, right? The problem is that he didn't even tell me. He hid the information from me while I shared everything with him. He took extra classes while putting off our hangouts with the classic under the weather excuse. Jonathan sneakily built a rapport with our seniors and the lecturer, leaving me to eke out my own way through the obstacles that Dr. Agbaje threw our way. And he hid his betrayal so well, man. I laughed loudly this time. Everything came to a head when the results came in and there was a big difference in our scores. Then word from our course mates flew into my ears about how much effort Jonathan was putting into the course, and how he'd either lie that I was under the weather or just dismiss me whenever they asked him where I was. I turned to the host. Can I get another bottle of water, please? I'm feeling hot.
Sure, Chris.
Or you could just give me some alcohol, can you? I asked cheekily. The host smiles at me knowingly. I wanted to stab him in the eye. Then he turns to the steward standing at the far corner of the room and orders another bottle of water to be brought to me. I take another big swig like someone who is dehydrated, making the other members uncomfortable. I stare some of them down just to mess with them. Chris! The host interrupts me in a tone that betrayed efforts to return the serenity of the room back to how it was before I stormed in. Would you like to keep sharing? He asks. Yeah, whatever. I replied and sat up. After a moment, I continue. Naturally, I confronted Jonathan, asked him if all I heard was true and what changed in our bromance. He waved me off, but I moved to him at every chance I got until he was forced to come clean. I learned then that he never had plans to remain in the country after school. He had opportunities waiting for him outside the country, and all he needed to lock them was good grades. So he latched onto who he thought was the brightest of the lot to achieve his aim. Ambition, he called it. Told me I was a great guy. But he had no plans to keep friendships from his university days here. He was just going to make the necessary associations that would help his grades, and that our paths had now come to an end. One thing led to another, and I found the bottle and fell in love. Then my girlfriend came along. I tried to make the bottle an ex, but I kept cheating on her. I stopped and take in the room. Released concern spread across all faces. I scoffed. These people were probably just here because they couldn't handle their booze and it got them in trouble. Nobody understood my pain. After a while, the host spoke up. "Thank you, Chris, for sharing," he said. "Thank you, Chris, for sharing," the rest of the room chorused, and I scoffed. "Why did you come here today, Chris?" the host asked. I smiled. "I think I'm ready to stop drinking now." "That's good, Chris," he said. The others applauded mildly. When the applause had died down, the host continued, "That's the best decision you'll ever make. But first, let's start with why. Why do you want to stop drinking?" "I want to do right by my girlfriend, and I'm about to enroll into a flight school. Only a sober person can pilot a plane." 5 years later, I'm one of the top pilots in the country's biggest airline, and sober as can be. I'm married to my girlfriend, and we have 2 children together. I reconnect with Jonathan, who's doing well for himself, and along the line, convince him to come back and invest in the talent we have in the country. On the day of Jonathan's flight back, I inserted myself as the pilot. I called Jonathan my friend to tell him I would be flying him back home. We met up, had lunch, took some selfies before going to the airport together. Mid-air, I pick up the announcer. "Jonathan, you are my friend. Your friendship meant a lot to me. Everything I am is because of you. Everything I'm not is because of you. I pictured us taking the world together as innovators and being friends well into old age, but I guess I was wrong. If we can't live together, I think it's only fitting that we die together. Goodbye, Jonathan." I drop the announcer and look at my co-pilot knocked out from the blow to the neck I had given him earlier, then crash the plane. You can follow us on Twitter at OG Toku Toku, Facebook at Original Toku Toku, and IG at Original Toku Toku. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.